And we're letting Avos. We are at Perek Dalid. We're in the middle of Mishnah Chaf. The Mishnah tells us Rebbe Omer, which is Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, and some say, in fact, in the Art Scroll Siddur, it's Rabbi Meir, who says the following statement: Al tistakel bekankan el b'mashiyeshbo. A person should not look at the actual jug, that which is on the exterior. Only a person should rather look that which is inside. It's the inside that counts. Eish kankan chadash moli yashan, because after all, it's possible that you can have a new jug, but it can be moli yashan, filled with old wine. The yashan, and you can have an older jug, which is, of course, we're not referring to a jug, we're referring to a person. Shafil chadash einbo. Even that which is new, even new wine, is not in it. It could be completely empty. And some explain that Rebbe Meir is disagreeing with the statement prior in our Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, who said that when it comes to learning from someone who is younger, that is comparable to eating unripe grapes or unfermented wine, and that it's not really something which is worthwhile gaining from. Rather, you should be lomed as a kanim, someone who's older. So Rabbi Meir is saying that even though there is some elements of truth to that, but that shouldn't be your whole way of judging a person, is just whether they're young or old. Because a person can be young and yet have a tremendous amount of knowledge. In fact, we know in the fourth parak in Brachos, which we're going to be saying in the Haggadah shortly, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, who said, I am like a man of 70 years. He was really only 18 at the time when he was given the position of being a Nasi. So obviously he was very young, and in fact the whole miracle was, as it said, that he grew a beard of gray because of the problem that people are sometimes staring on at the exterior. And therefore, a miracle had to happen so that people will not look at the exterior, they'll be able to listen to the Torah that he has, that he says. Now, it's, even though it does say here it's Rebbe, Rebbe Meir, even though he's mentioned previously, is mentioned in the same lengthy Mishnah as Elisha ben Avuya, who introduced this Mishnah. Elisha ben Avuya was the teacher of Rabbi Meir. And Elisha ben Avuya, probably because he went off the derech, was not someone on the exterior that really looked like such a devout and pious religious man. But Rabbi Meir was able to look within that individual and be able to find the best qualities of that individual. And therefore, this is a message that he gives us as well, that when it comes to looking with at a person, the best way of looking is looking within.